Nope, you still get, you got, you hit the gavel right before you hit one.
Good move. Right on. You got it. You got within there.
Did I?
You did. My phone, it went in the gavel, then it went to one. You're good.
I love being punctual. Yep. Call it Tuesday, July 19th, Time Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
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 Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Is excused. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We had a Boy Scout.
Must have snuck in.
That's a is there such a thing as a demerit badge?
Right.
Okay, we'll move on to item B1, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you have to say.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I'm here because item 5 on the agenda, it's regard to the travel program. Here recently, I have attended those travel programs for the last 3 times. I do enjoy them, and I think that all the seniors that go to these things really enjoy it. We're getting a lot of people, new members that want to follow us and travel. We have sometimes 76 people on some of these trips, and I would like to imply that we should get the extra $2,000 for the travel program. It's just unbelievable that you people spent $35,000 for the Lambs, the Church of the Lambs, whatever you call it, I don't remember the exact name, but that and the fact that you spent $12,000 for concrete benches at that park. If you go out there at that park right now, you can't even sit on it when the temperature's over 85. And if you looked at it about a week and a half ago, it was on a Sunday, they showed a picture of the ton of little kids that were getting blisters from playing in these hot facility playgrounds. We put up a concrete benches where we could have put up those other ones with the perforations to keep it cool. Besides the fact, I'm still thinking of why we don't have a fire hydrant. And I've talked to Mr. Remington here, and he said he had nothing to do with it, that somebody else, the engineering department, I've talked to them downstairs today. And one of the issues is that nobody wants to take the blame for not putting a water hydrant or a fire hydrant in there, but they did put a dog drinking fountain, which is another $2,000 that the city could have given to the senior travel program. This is ridiculous. We spend money on these things, which are nuisance, actually. When you look at those concrete benches, you try to sit on them, you can't. Most of the people are going underneath that pavilion and sitting. Some even put blankets out on the grass along the bushes so they don't get the sun. So I don't quite understand why the travel program. Incidentally, I'm taking my sister's place on these trips because Connie always took these trips, not only with the seniors, but she always took trips for Milwaukee Public School District. She took them for the Sylvanian group. And so I'm going to keep going on this like my sister would want me to do. I also want to know you that I lost another sister in December 4th. And you talk about people and families that are grieving for their members of their children. I've just lost typically my two sisters, because one's in a dementia place, and I just lost the oldest one in December 4th. And it's very difficult when you're all alone now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lewandowski. Just to be clear, you did get a response I don't recall if it was the city engineer or the fire chief, who, by the way, isn't Mr. Remington, he's Chief Remington, regarding the fire hydrants in that neighborhood. There is one at the corner of Crest and...
I'm aware of 30, it.
...to service that particular playground.
At 650 feet away. But you did put it on Pleasant View and right on the curb there, and it's right where it should be.
The point is that there are fire hydrants to serve that playground.
Pardon?
There are fire hydrants to serve that playground. Anyone else wishing to speak on any matter? Pastor.
Hi, good evening. Scott Harms, 8755 West Meadow Lane. I'd like to just make a couple comments, if I may, regarding agenda item G2 and ask a couple of questions. On June 23rd, when this item first came before the Planning Commission, I shared some information regarding the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Person Act of 2000, also known as RELUPA, with those who were present at that meeting. And as a result, it was the recommendation of the city attorney and the council agreed that they would vote that evening to that the vote be tabled that evening until July 7th. And so after some diligent research, the city attorney shared his findings on RELUPA with us on July 7th. And as of this afternoon, at least that audio for that meeting had not been posted. But my recollection from that meeting is that the city attorney recommended one of two options for our application. First of all, we could approve Root River Church's application to allow SIC 8661 religious organizations as a permitted use in the B3 commercial district, or we could deny Root River Church's application to allow 8661, and additionally then take action to remove several other SIC codes, including 8611 business associations, 8621 professional organizations, 8631 labor organizations, 8641 civil and social associations, and 8651 political organizations, and finally 8699 membership organizations, thereby eliminating any grounds under the equal terms provision of that law. For several reasons, Root River Church had found that the Orchard View Shopping Center would be an ideal location for a startup assembly, a startup church. And it's our hope at Root River Church to sign a 3-year lease with O'Malley Investments to occupy the space there in the Orchard View Shopping Center for 3 years, which has been vacant for at least 5 at this point. It seems unlikely to me that it would be more beneficial to the quality of life of the citizens of the city of Franklin to leave a space which has already been vacant for 5 years, vacant for an indefinite amount of additional time rather than to allow it simply to be occupied by a church for the next 3 years. Though I do understand that the SIC 8661 religious organizations does not fit comfortably in the paradigm of our zoning tables. It also did strike me, I must say, as a bit peculiar that we would be willing to consider removing 5 other currently permitted uses for that district zoning on the zoning table to keep Root River Church or any church organization for that matter, maybe better stated, to meet in a B3 commercial district. Now, with that being said, I confess that when it comes to procedural matters in places like this evening's setting, I am a bit ignorant when it comes to procedural matters. So as I was reviewing the packet for this evening, I did notice that there seems to be no discussion or action scheduled on the agenda for the recommendation to remove the 5 additional SIC codes as permitted uses from the city's zoning table. And so I'm wondering two things, if I may ask. First of all, I guess I just want to make sure that I did properly understand the city's city attorney's July 7th recommendation, that I processed it properly and understood it correctly. And also, I wanted to ask if this evening there is a vote to deny Root River Church's application, how and when then is the action to remove all of these other SIC codes and similar organizations from the zoning table to be taken? Thank you. I just don't understand how that works.
Mr. City Attorney.
Well, first of all, I also noticed, number one, that the motion
from the Department of City Development was not exactly the same as the motion on the action sheet, which was before the Plan Commission, which it adopted, which did include the additional direction to staff to review the B3 district and bring back applications on behalf of the city to remove membership organizations types upon review. And I have a note on my packet to add that in if the council so desires with regard to this motion. Additionally, the city planning manager is here, but I also had a note to recommend to the council, if it so desired, to direct staff as the Plan Commission motion was adopted to undertake that activity. So that was just not included in the packet from the Department of City Development, and the memo from the Assistant City Attorney Chris Smith was distributed at the dais here, and I understand it was emailed earlier today because for whatever reason that didn't get included in the packet. So I think that answers the questions. And in addition to when the item is before the council, I did bring the research materials that I did in addition to what Assistant City Attorney Smith did that I presented to the Plan Commission. And you also heard the pastor's comment about a 3-year lease, and if there's interest in that, we can look at that too.
Any other citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Any other citizen wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the citizen comment period and move on to a proclamation in honor of Shelley O'Malley on behalf of the community and the people of the city of Franklin. Shelley and Jim. Normally we do these proclamations for Boy Scouts and other achievements. Shelley's in the process of an achievement unheard of. Let me read the proclamation. Proclamation in honor of Shelley O'Malley on behalf of the community and of the people of the city of Franklin. Whereas Shelley O'Malley is a young, vibrant, and positive thinking individual and supporting and loving wife and mother residing in the city of Franklin and part of a family that for many, many years has promoted development of the community of the city of Franklin. And whereas Shelley was confronted earlier this year with no known cause or reason in her very healthy existence, diagnosis of an existing life-threatening form of cancer. And whereas Shelley has entered the arena of this fact of life as a human model of our existence to us all, and whereas Shelley has performed an exercise, continues to perform an exercise, incredible strength. Her strength being not only physical, but being of heart, soul, and character. And whereas life is as good as you make it, you have to embrace it, you have to see the goal that you want. Shelley O'Malley was subject of a Wall Street Journal Sentinel article this past week. Whereas Shelley is the person leading us all on a path to live life well, providing the incontrovertible evidence that life is mind over matter. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, mayor of the city of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of the Common Council and all the citizens in Franklin, hereby recognize and commend the pinnacle of human courage and perseverance, Shelley O'Malley.
With that I've kind of gone forward, you know, with developing my strength physically, mentally, spiritually. And that's just kind of where I've taken my strength from, knowing that there's a bigger purpose for this. There's a reason for this journey that I'm on. I definitely didn't ask to be on this journey, but there was a reason, and so I might as well figure out what it is. It's lung cancer that I was diagnosed with, so you know, maybe that journey is going to take me down the path of bringing awareness to lung cancer. You know, I'm not a smoker. I've never smoked. I think people associate lung cancer with smokers, and we need to be mindful that there's a large population of people that's growing, and it's actually rising in non-smoking women, lung cancer. And we need to, you know, figure out, you know, why that is and address that issue. But I think anyone, when they're faced with a challenge, you know, you have two options. You can let it paralyze you or propel you. And I decided to let it propel me and take forward and do what I can to make a difference. And like I said, I'm on this journey regardless, so I might as well make the most of it. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm actually stronger than I've ever been. I'm feeling great. I'm doing wonderful, like I said, physically, mentally, and spiritually, because this is definitely a battle that had to start here, and it had to start with me knowing that I could do it. And, you know, once you have that mindset, you can pretty much do anything. If I don't believe it, and I can't see a positive ending, no one else is. So that's where I am. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll move to item C, approval of the regular Common Council meeting minutes of June 28th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E1A, organizational business appointments. Anna Domsky to Civic Celebrations. Alderwoman Wilhelm.